Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and we represent the New Africa Business Association of the Washington Metropolitan Area. Tonight, we welcome all of our business owners, anyone who is a business owner and wish to identify your business, talk about your business, or talk about someone else's business so we can know who you are and how to do business with you. We have an open mic night, so all business owners can call in, and we'll be more than happy to discuss your business or discuss business with you or anyone who has a good business idea. Our call-in number is 657-383-1372. That number again is 657-383-1372. So for those of you who wish to discuss your business or talk about business, then we'll be right back after a small break and we'll get started with tonight's program. Supporters of Jeff Majors, the harpist. So you can hear Jeff Majors and many of the performances that he may be doing, but you can keep up with him by going to jeffmajors.com, jeffmajors.com. And of course, that wonderful cut we just played was one of the cuts from his Evolution of Jeff Majors. So again, jeffmajors.com is how you can stay tuned and stay abreast with that wonderful performance. Again, this is the New Africa Business Association. This is Open Mic. I am your host, Bilal Masadik Bynum. The New Africa Business Association, as you know, we have two missions here. Our first mission, of course, is to identify businesses in our own communities. We do this by networking, and of course, this is one of the ways we network is through our radio broadcast, but we network many other ways. But the reasons for the networking is to get to know entrepreneurs in our communities. And so every Wednesday night, we feature this radio broadcast, and the purpose for that is to have entrepreneurs to come on to the station and let us know who you are so we can hopefully do business with you. Of course, the New Africa Business New Africa Business Association of the Washington metropolitan area is doing the same thing that most of our business associations throughout the nation is doing. And I say nations because we are national, local, and we also a national affiliation. So we are the New Africa Business Association. And like I said, our objective is to be able to identify the businesses in our communities and bring those businesses together by networking and having the business owners to identify themselves and to talk about their businesses. So every Wednesday night, and of course, again, this is open a mic. So anyone who wishes to talk about business or have any business information to share with us, you're certainly welcome to share that information with us. I just had my co-host who are coming to the studio. So, Brother Isaac Abdul-Shahid, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, and greetings to everyone, all our listeners out there. Glad to be here, and glad to be on another edition of the New Africa Blog Talk, Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show.
I was more or less just introducing our, of course, and just letting the audience know, as we normally do, just what we are and what we do. And of course, we just mentioned that we try to introduce African-Americans' businesses so we'll get to know our business folks. But our second, we also have a second objective, and that is to create new businesses in the communities. And of course, we try to do that by jointly investing together and create new businesses in the communities. So, Brother Aziz, like I said, it's just another open mic. Any of our listeners who care to call in, we certainly welcome them to call in. But in the meantime, we will try to continue our message that that we have for the business world out there. But yourself, how have you been? And information you wish to share with us.
Well, if we have any veterans listening, I'd like to let them know that whenever you get a letter from the VA, and if it comes from a department inside the VA, contact that department that contacted you that sent that letter from inside the VA, because the VA is divided up in about four or five different sections. Your compensation section, your benefits section, your medical section, your education section. And if you think going down to your local VA office would take care of a letter that you got from compensation, from medical, or from pension, or any of that, wrong. You got to go where that letter comes from, because what happens to you is when you go down to your local VA office thinking that the Veterans Administration is one. Yeah, it's one, but it's divided up like your arms, legs, and head and all that. Only the head don't communicate with the arms and the legs and all of that. You go down to your local office and the letter came from compensation from the debt office. If you don't go back to the debt office and talk to them, and you go down to the regular VA office and tell them, I got this letter from the debt, and, you know, I want to know what to do, how to handle it. What your local office will do is send it to the regional office. The regional office will then, in turn, send it back to the debt management center or wherever, the pension center. And from there, however long it takes to get there, while you're waiting on the answer, it may never get there in a month or two have passed by, but you have paperwork with a time stamp on it that says, I was down at the VA at a certain time responding to this letter or notification I got from the debt center. Well, what happened is the debt center said, we don't have nothing. We haven't got anything. So I'm recommending to anyone that get a letter from the VA veterans, go and respond to exactly where that letter came from in the VA. Don't go down to your local VA office thinking that you can get the help you can. You can get help there now. Don't mind you on that. But the thing is, when you get a directive from a certain place, respond to that place first.
You know, Brother Aziz, it seems like we need to, and I know we're a business organization, but like you said, we both are veterans. And we both have veteran concerns. And I know there's a lot going on. And of course, since you turned, you mentioned veterans, we are now going to say any veterans that are listening, you're certainly welcome to call in because the topic has been opened up. And of course, we're speaking in general, so I ask that you join us. But it seems like veterans are going through some pretty bad difficulties in their lives. I've experienced some information and events that I didn't realize was so bad. But and like you're saying here, you may have a problem.
Yes.
And you can go to, like you said, to the Veterans Affairs or something like that, and they may not even know where the problem is coming from until they go through their own research in different departments and whatever. So whoever made the announcement to you saying we want this or that, you need to find out or try to stay in touch specifically with that department.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you could get lost in the shuffle.
Absolutely, for months, which is just, and if you don't keep your paperwork, if for backup, it's like their word against yours. Who's trying to get what from whom? You know what I mean? And it's like, if you don't have any backup of paperwork or proof, then you're out there, man, you know, like looking for a grain of sand that's, you know, in the middle of the ocean. Because I experienced something, brother, you know, I was going to get my check cut off totally. And, you know, when I went out to the VA a couple months prior to that, I wasn't told by the VA people the right procedure to do. And the right procedure was to do was when I got this letter from this department of the Veterans Administration, I should have responded directly to them and they would have told me what to do. And meanwhile, I could have appealed and we would have worked from that appeal, but it wouldn't have stopped my check from getting cut off. Well, it just so happened to be that my wife told me that's what I ought to do, call them since we went back, and the veterans people called us back up, told us to come back down there. That, and they said, well, you got to fill out this financial statement. You got to hurry up and do it, because if you don't, they may be planning to take your check away. Because I responded to the letter that they said that they would probably take it if I didn't respond. So I said, okay. So I respond, but at the VA, they should have known that, that that's what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to fill out a financial statement, send it to them. That would have stopped it. And then we would, you know, re-audit what they're talking about. I owed them and all that. And lo and behold, from the mercy of Almighty God, a regular clerk told me at this place that I should have called back to. That's why I say, wherever you get the letter from, call them back. If I'd have called back when I got the letter, let's say months prior to that, I would have never come to that situation where I wasn't going to get paid. Well, praise be to Almighty God, I was directed by a regular clerk and told me, no, sir, I've gone across your file on that. If you send a financial, fax a financial statement in to us today, fill it out. It's VA form, so-and-so. You can go online and get it off of the line. VA form. There are VA forms that you can go to online, get it off, and fill out stuff, email it back to them. Well, Almighty God opened that up for me. I was able to do that. And as a result, it normally takes 30 days for them to respond. As a result, the gentleman I talked to today told me, he don't know what it was, but for some reason, the last few days, they were doing something real fast. Like, they were all caught up on the work that they were supposed to do, being concerned that. So he looked it up and said, yeah, a decision has been made on yours. And there is, let's say, $300, $350 taken out of your check.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to still send you your check. It won't be on the first of the month. It may be on the seventh of the month.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to send it to you minus $380.
And your regular checks will continue.
And your regular checks will continue unless you can work this thing out with us, wherein we will stop it and all that.
Yeah.
So what a mercy and what a relief. And that was prior.
And the devastation that it
caused. Oh, bro. You know, I called you and mentioned that to you, how
devastating
it was. And you shared in with me, you know, your feelings towards that, you know.
You know, the Trump administration has this this thing out. I just knocked about it within the last day or two. But it's called this debt recovery plan that he has out. And I think that debt recovery plan is hurting quite a few folks, because again, things are being done without maybe the proper auditing.
Brother Bilal, can I say this while you're on that debt recovery thing?
Yes.
A DAV counselor that helped me do some work, was right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
He just happened to be a person, even though he's a VA counselor, Iraqi war and all that, not 100% yet, but had a number of operations.
Mm-hmm.
He said that there's a number. He said there's thousands. He didn't quite say 100,000. He said there was a large number of veterans that were complaining about having to pay back debts from long times ago and stuff that they didn't even remember.
Precisely.
You're right. The debt recovery program.
Yeah, and it's causing devastation.
Absolutely is.
And I knew, and when I heard it, I said, man, this is going to create a problem for a lot of disabled veterans. And I don't know why they would go after veterans talking about recovery when the pain and stuff that they had to go through probably to get into the situation that they're in. And now you're talking about debt recovery. It's pretty
devastating.
But I'm glad that you worked yours out. But there are many, many veterans. And like I said, so the veterans in a situation have to be dealt with. I know we have a veterans association that is, from what I understand, they is very active and planning on being very involved. But there's a lot of our voice needs to go to larger places. I'm saying in larger places in legislation.
Absolutely.
And it needs to go there before many of these devastations come on us. To have our voice and some of our concerns, someone to at least address stuff like debt recovery before it's forced on you.
Well, I think the veterans, a number of veterans organizations, I believe, I may be wrong, I know the NRA did, but maybe a number of veterans administrators, a number of veterans supported President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And now those people are regretting what they did because it's been taken away from everybody, and that's including the veterans. And one of the things they had to do, and it was done like overnight, was they were getting ready to reduce the compensation and that, and said, look, man, you're sending troops over here and this and that, and you're getting ready to do that? So they dropped that. No, I know what it was. They were getting ready. You know the guys that get the unemployability?
Yes.
It was a number of older veterans that were getting unemployability, and they said that was one phase of the compensation they were cutting out, which immediately put, they said, like almost 100,000 veterans without any type of income.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just surprised that they would go after veterans, period. The devastation that they've been through, and now you're going to bring on a hardship like I said, a recovery debt that could have went back to World War, the Korean War. It's just, I would think you would want to recover somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah. Rather than start recovering on your heroes. But again, that's a subject that we need, I suppose, to continue to address with veterans. Our program wasn't open for a veterans discussion, but like I said, it's open mic. So we're going to, if there are some veterans out there that know something about what we're talking about, we certainly invite you to call in. Brother Aziz, if you would give them the call-in number.
Yes, our call-in number is 657-383-1372. And that is 657-383-1372. That's the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show.
And we'll be right back.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Welcome back to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm the co-host, Abdul Aziz Shahi, and our host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. Our mics are open for anyone that has any comments or anything to let us know about businesses, African-American businesses that exist or trying to form, or maybe you want to do some networking of your business. Please give us a call at 657-383-1372. Brother Malone, while we were talking about the veterans and that, there is a whole section of talk that we need to talk about the veterans, because there are a number of veterans that want to go into business And there are business opportunities that are open for them through the VA and, you know, the VA programs that can, you know, that directly deal with veterans, as well as veterans being able to get a piece of government contracts, a portion of government contracts that big businesses have. They have to farm some of their work out to a small business. And I think a lot of the African-American brothers that have been in the military has got these, I'm trying to think of the plan, eight something like Brother Rodney King has. When he first started out, you know, it's a minority thing, plan that they give people. And I don't remember the name, But anyway, you know, all minorities, they give you a certain amount of business if you qualify for the business. And you have so many years that you're not liable for taxes. And then, what is it, 801C. But you're not liable, you know, for taxes, and they give you, that's where they help you to get started with those contracts for like 4 years in a row. So, you know, veterans and special businesses, like, you know, you want
to. Well, I say, I think that's what I think it's maybe we need to, in general, start talking about veterans more often. And of course, the Veterans Association maybe invite, but it's whatever we can do to help the veterans,
yes.
I am certainly for that. I would be. I know there are many, many programs. Our imam, Imam Talib Sharif, was telling us about a veterans program that he's involved in, and that's senior citizens, where senior citizen housing and veteran housing are being proposed for our communities. And I don't know all the logistics on it, but I do know he mentioned that. And of course, hopefully we'll have some representatives of the community to come on to talk about veterans and senior citizen housing. And I understand this is a brand new homes, housing that we're going to be building right on some of the properties that we own. But again, like I said, I don't know all the information on it, so I'll have to wait for some of the experts. But I know that was some of the plannings for senior citizens and veterans. There are programs that are constantly ongoing to assist in those two directions. But like I said, I look forward to continuing our conversations, and hopefully those who have knowledge, a real good specific knowledge that can help the veterans, we certainly will be inviting them. And anybody who's in our listening voice, or those of you that are hearing us through the internet, we would ask you to pass on the information to veterans experts who think they can inform us on the benefits and some of the rights that be a voice for the veterans, for our veterans, because they don't deserve any debt recovery. I think they deserve some sort of incentive, but I don't see a recovery, especially you start talking about, I'm going to take the man's entire check.
Yes.
And I'm going back 50 years to where an incident took place. That's unimaginable for that to be happening, especially to veterans. But again, we are having an open mic. So those of you who are in business, or you know someone, or you know some type of business you like to discuss, we certainly are here to entertain and to recognize you. You know, Brother Aziz, I was also impressed by, we'll be bringing on many business entrepreneurs and what have you, but we heard from 51090, Dr. Parker, and those are the scientists and engineers that is bringing on our solar energies and the solar energy business. And I was very impressed with what I heard from.
We got to bring him back on the show, brother.
Real soon, because that is an example of, like I said, regenerating the business back into the communities. And not only are regenerating businesses back into the communities, but the jobs and the training, the high tech training that Dr. Parker and all those scientists and engineers and everyone else that works with that group, what they're able to present to the community is not only productive money wise, but professionalism.
Yes.
That they're able to bring, and not only that to bring, but to teach. So, but it's those types of businesses that we certainly invite to come on. We're out to showcase. There are so many businesses that we know of to be showcased. And so, again, those of you who know who you are, unless you may not have heard of us, but this is the place to come on and showcase your businesses, because this is the Washington metropolitan area. This is where if you have anything that should be showcased and think it has value, this would be the place to present. And of course, we have some very big events coming up. Brother Aziz and the listening audience are coming up in the Washington metropolitan area. A time to be great, a time to be grateful.
Yes.
That's going to be in the Washington metropolitan area this year. Also, the National Business Association, all coming through to the Washington metropolitan area. So there are many, many national events. Like I said, many of these events, every city, every state has its local activities. But once a year, those local activities come together, and then we talk to each other in a national form to see where we're at locally, and where we're going as a national, as a nation. And so all of those activities and many of those discussions will be right here in the Washington metropolitan area. So again, if you're a business person, if you have anything in business that you like to discuss or to inform our listeners or anyone on, we invite you to come on. We on Aziz, what, every Thursday?
Every Wednesday.
What time?
From 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So those out of our Eastern Standard Time area, remember that. We're Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And which time we invite you to come in and hope, unless we have a special guest, but right now we try to keep our mics open so we can introduce some of our new business owners. Some of you that haven't had the privilege of coming on and giving us your expertise. So now we are inviting you. You can certainly join us. call-in number again is 657-383-1372. We'll be right back.
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you loved your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you had your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers?
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
And welcome back again to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. And for those out there that may not know our number, contact us at 657-383-1372. And that is 657-383-1352. I want to let you audience know about some of our supporters out there we have that support the Blog Talk Radio Show, the business owners. And the first one that we're going to introduce is Mr. Jeff Majors. He's a harpist. And Mr. Jeff Majors has an album I'll call The Evolution of Jeff Majors. And Jeff Majors can be reached at jeffmajors.com. And that is jeffmajors.com. And then we have another business called Divine Shine. And Divine Shine is at 1723 T Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. It can be contacted there also by calling area code 202-986-7463. We have another business there with Divine Shine. It's located, it's called Mr. Strawley Big Discount. Mr. Strawley Big Discount. Another one of our supporters is Avanta Real Estate Service. Avanta Real Estate Services, they are experts in finding affordable houses for people in the Washington metropolitan area, especially Washington, D.C. And Avanta Real Estate Service can be reached at area code 202-264-4663. And that is Avanta Real Estate Service, area code 202-264-4663. Another one of our favorites is Anita Shelton Collectible. Anita Shelton Collectible deals with collectibles, porcelain, dolls, and other collectibles. Anita Shelton Collectible can be reached at area code 202-234-9089. And that is area code 202-234-9089. Also, we have Shalor Williams, attorney at law. Mrs. Williams is one of our co-sponsors and a part of the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. Ms. Williams can be reached at, Attorney Williams can be reached at area code 301-341-5577. Again, Attorney Shalor Williams can be reached at area code 301-341-5577. Or if you want to email Attorney Williams, her email address is SACW. That is SACW@hotmail.com. SACW@hotmail.com. Also, another one of our co-sponsors, as well as one of our financial consultants, and that is Miss Gina Baker, accountant, MBA. Miss Gina Baker can be reached at area code 301-332-6015. That is area code 301-332-6015. Or she may be reached at, her email address is gmbaker@banker. That's banker, B-A-N-K-E-R, financial, SVCS.com. That is gmbaker@banker, B-A-N-K-E-R, financial, SVCS.com. And that is just a few of the sponsors that we have supporting the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. And again, the mic is open. We welcome any business people or anyone out there that has information about new businesses or want to promote their own to give us a call. And we'll be glad to air your business out, promote your business, and let your business be known in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, as well as across the country. So give us a call at 657-383-1372. Brother Bilal.
My For you I cry, for you only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing. You know it's you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it. That you throw away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending. Unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. For you that I heart to conceive it, that you'd throw away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a hell you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I want for you body and soul.
Welcome back again to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., hosted by Bilal Masadiq Bain and Abdul Aziz Shaheed. You can participate in this program by calling 657-383-1372. That's 657-383-1352. Or you can listen to us on the internet, and that would be blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC. That's blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC. Brother Bilal, is there anything else that we'd like to bring up that's new in the business world? Do you know what the climate is out there right now for African Americans going into business, as far as opening up a business that supplies African Americans or caters to African American needs? Do you know what kind of climate we have out there now? Is it one that someone would want to get into, or is it a business that's, you know, that's, there's not many openings out there, or is it a wide open area for African American entrepreneurs in different sections?
Again, I think when it comes to the African American business, it's just a matter of you opening up a business, because there's no such thing as an African American business not being wanted and not being needed, because there are so few of us in existence. So
yes.
I think as far as the African American, it's just a matter of you getting into business, whether you're going into business yourself, or you're going into business as a corporation or as a group. The thing about the African American is that we just simply need to be in business and be competing in the business field along with everyone else. So, there is no goods or services or any good or bad times for African Americans to go into business. Going into business, as far as I'm concerned, is all good for the African Americans. It's just a matter of you building your clientele.
Yeah.
And that's where getting yourself known. And of course, that's what the New Africa Business Association, that's why we're on the air, is to bring about some notice who we are, and who we are as a business, as business owners, and as a business association. And of course, our first responsibility, I would say, as far as going into business, is to start off with your own.
Yeah.
Start off with the ability, the African-American clientele.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully residuals from that will come from others.
Mm-hmm.
But the African-American clientele itself is very important for for the African American to concentrate on because of the large amount of dollars that we are consuming as consumers. And so being consumers, we're going to continue to spend according to our mode of living or according to the ways that we like to spend our monies. But as far as business owners, we as African Americans should be able to see that our market itself, our home market itself is a big market. And it's a market that if we just merely went into businesses and started servicing each other, then you're talking about a huge success. A very large success, because you're talking about consumer spendings of over $1 trillion. So that amount of money.
Or in some countries.
That was just, you just took the words out of my mouth when it comes to the gross national products of certain countries. The African American consumers is bringing in more monies than many of the major countries out here, and we are talking about countries such as Korea, countries such as England, countries such as any of the competing industrialized countries. Our consumer spending and our buying powers is right there with all of them.
Yeah.
So again, that's why it's so important that we look to be entrepreneurs and redirect the consumer spending, the money consumptions that's going through this capitalist society that we live in. It's very important that we make certain that that capital is also building our communities. And the other way that you can reassure yourself of that is to be in the business and be a business participant and a service in your community. So, no, Brother Aziz, I don't think there is a season or a bad time for African Americans or any business African Americans get into, as far as I'm concerned, it's pretty good times.
You know, as you were talking to that, you know, one of you made me realize too, thinking about what you were saying, is every time an African American opens up a business, brother, he is creating opportunities for African Americans. You know, so it's not only supporting these businesses in that, but every time an African-American business gets supported and gets full support, African-Americans are creating opportunities for themselves.
And that's why we suggest that you participate with us. But join your business associations, not only here in the Washington metropolitan area, but like I said, we're all over the United States.
Yeah.
New African Business Association, we all come under the umbrella of the American Muslim Business Council,
yes,
which is our national business headquarters. And so all of those energies are coming to the Washington metropolitan areas. We ask that you stay tuned, keep listening to our programs, join our programs, join in on our business discussion every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. So again, Brother Aziz, thank you for your services.
Thank you, brother. And all of our listeners,
I am going to say again, good night to you.
Yes.
And assalamu alaikum to everyone.
Yes.